The highest-ranking Chinese general attending a security summit in Singapore lashed out at both Japan and the United States for criticizing Beijing's activities in disputed areas of the South China Sea. Lieutenant General Wang Guanzhong, deputy chief of China's general staff, told the Shangri-La Dialogue that comments by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel were provocative and unacceptable and suggested they were coordinated. Mr. Hagel on Saturday accused China of destabilizing and unilateral actions asserting its claims in the South China Sea. He said Washington would not look the other way if international order is threatened. On Friday, Mr. Abe pledged Japan's utmost support to Southeast Asian nations and their efforts to ensure the security of their seas and airspace. He also vowed Japan would play a greater role, more proactive role in peacemaking. John Blaxland, a senior fellow and security analyst at the Australian National University, told VOA's Victor Beatty, China and the United States and Japan are no further apart on maritime tensions, but the summit brought the dispute out into the open.
China feels that it can assert its claims over the South China Sea and the East China Sea according to its interpretation of the rules, and that really no one is in a position to challenge them seriously. Nobody wants to make a big issue out of an oil rig, the spraying of water on a vessel, the sinking of a fishing boat, challenges in the South China Sea over disputed territory, and over the Diaoyu Senkaku Islands. This is just not what people want to fight over. They're trying desperately to avoid that. But the rhetoric from either side, from both sides, from all sides, is getting increasingly dangerous, increasingly hot-headed, increasingly uncompromising, and it is not putting anybody in a good position for compromise.
In a major speech at the security summit in Singapore, Japan's Prime Minister Abe said Japan intends to play a greater and more proactive role. Later in his speech, he talked about providing patrol vessels to the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, and urged all people in the South China Sea to observe international law, a veiled reference to China.
Mr. Abe is doing this for a number of reasons, of course. He's doing this for domestic political reasons. He's doing this to bolster up support in the region. He's doing this to counter China. But the question is how effective he is likely to be. He might be able to offer the Vietnamese some vessels, but really, what difference is that going to make? What difference is further support to the Philippines going to make? It's hard to see a situation emerging where Japan's actions will actually pressure China realistically to back down. China is not in a mood to back down. There's a number of reasons for that. As we know, there's domestic reasons, there's international reasons, but the rhetoric that we heard from General Wang and Ms. Fu Ying at the Asian Security Summit speak very clearly to the view out of Beijing, which is quite confrontational on this. They're not in a mood for backing down. They are in a position where they feel they can throw their weight around, and using the clever tactics of white painted boats or red painted boats and water cannons rather than live fire, they are able to operate below the threshold that would trigger a massive retaliation, which is simply not on the card. No one is realistically talking about anybody retaliating against China. Everyone's too afraid to do so.
Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga on Monday said in Tokyo, General Wang made claims based on mistaken facts and defamed our country. He says the Japanese delegation in Singapore made a strong protest against the Chinese remarks. Tensions in the South China Sea have centered in recent weeks around a Chinese state-owned deep-water oil rig located near the Paracel Islands, which Vietnam considers to be within its exclusive economic zone. Beijing and Hanoi also have traded accusations about the sinking of a Vietnamese vessel near the oil rig.